Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Save up to $450 on a Gibson Les Paul Studio Deluxe, up to $900 on a Gibson Les Paul Trad Pro 4, or save up to 20% on other select Gibson guitars. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you guys enjoyed the 4th of July. Myself, I had a pretty good time. It was fun. Like, we looked at some fireworks yesterday. But for the most part, it was a chill and relaxed day. The Sixers had practice in the morning, yesterday morning. You know, you talked to Markelle Fultz. The Sixers also had some, you know, breaking news. Furkan Korkmaz, the guy that we all, you know, you kind of knew that he was coming over just because of the reports and everything. But he was here yesterday. He's probably still here. And made everything official, signing his contract. So, you know that was a big day for that. But for the most part, it was like a lot of relaxation. You know, tonight the 76ers are going to play their second summer league game. They're going to go up against the Utah Jazz. You know, we are in Salt Lake, so it's going to be the equivalent of a summer league road game. The people are going to be loud, as loud as they can be for a summer league game. And also, you know, the Sixers do have some fans here, you know, chatting with people, even staying in this hotel. So there's a lot of people here. But today I want to talk to you guys about, you know, Furkan Korkmaz and TJ McConnell. You know, TJ McConnell, you know, as you guys know, always been a fan of his game. You know, as much as you can be as a reporter, but I really love the grit that he plays with, and he's doing something that's really impressive to me. And there are several guys back at the practice facility in Camden working out, and you would think that, hey, TJ, it may be smart for you to be there working out with him too, but he did something that's better. This guy, you know, came out here to Salt Lake City with the team, and he's been a mentor to the team. He's also working out after they have practices and shoot arounds. Now again, he cannot practice with the guys because he's not on the team, but what he can do is he can like help run them through drills and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Be more of like a coach or so what, somewhat. But for the most part, he's like just being a mentor, and then after they work out, he'll work out with the trainers, and he'll stick around later and get his workout in. So, but the thing about McConnell is when talk came of Ben Simmons becoming a point guard, and then the fact that they also got Markelle Fultz first overall as a point guard, there were a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, TJ McConnell is gone. And you also think about Jared Bayless, a combo guard. But I don't think it'll be a wise decision on the Sixers' behalf, and I don't think the Sixers will do it as far as getting rid of McConnell. You know, if you got rid of McConnell, there will be some suitors for him. And to be honest with you, he may even end up making more money than he's slated to make for the Sixers this year because, you know, he's kind of underpaid. But with that being said, is, you know, you factor in, and some people kind of forget the things that he did last year. You know, like, hey, he was 10th in the league in steals at 1.65 per game, right? He was tied with Steph Curry for 12th in the league in assists at 6.6 per game. So, you know what I mean? TJ McConnell, you know, we can debate over and over if he's a starter in this league, if he's not a starter. But the fact remains is that he's an effective player. You know, he performs better than people give him credit for. And, you know, I think he'll be a valuable asset for this team. not only in regards to what he can do in the minutes that he's going to get this season, but the fact that he's here and he's given, you know, he's not like forcing Markel, okay, this is what you do, what you got to do. He's waiting for certain guys right now while he until he develops a really good relationship with them, because let's face it, they just met each other. He wants them, when they come to him and they ask something, he's going to tell them, he's going to instruct them. And that's the type of guy that you're going to want on the bench. You're not going to want a guy who is going into his third year of the league next year, which TJ is. You're not going to want a guy like that who's going to say, you know what, Markel came in, he took my spot. You know, Ben Simmons and it took my spot. You know, I'm not going to be helpful. Now, again, some of you may say, look, TJ is an undrafted player. So it's one of those things where, you know, you have to get in where you fit in. True. But at the same time, the fact that he is out here going above and beyond to help the team, to help the young guys develop, you know, to me, that speaks volumes. You know, and I think that that's an asset that the Sixers can't let go. I mean, you really can't. I mean, because there's going to be certain dudes who are saying, look, I need to play, I need to do this, I need to do that. Now, don't get it twisted. He's going to battle and he's going to fight and he's going to try to make sure that he does get some playing time. However, but he's also going to be the guy saying, okay, Markel, next time, I want you to do this. Okay, Markel, do that. Hey, Ben, I saw this every time on defense. This guy keeps doing this. Maybe it'll be easier if you do something else. You know what I mean? That's what you need as a third point guard or backup point guard, whichever position he's going to play this year. I really think he probably may be the third just because of, you know, of all the guys they have and the flexibility they have and that these dudes have, like, meaning Ben Simmons can play the one, he can play another position, Markel could play the one, he could play the two. So, you know, you may have it something like whereas, you know, one might be the starting point guard, the other might be the backup point guard, even though he's the starting two guard. You know, we don't know right now. And who knows, you know, Ben Simmons may not even be the point guard, and it may be a point guard, maybe Jared Bayless as a backup. And it just because of the fact that, you know, you're going to want Ben Simmons on the court. You know, you're going to want J.J. Redick on the court. You're going to want Markel Fultz on the court at the same time, you know, you assume. So, you know, that could slide Ben. You know, he'll be the primary, quote-unquote, primary ball handler, but it could slide him as, like, a three or a four or something like that. But that's neither here nor there. I just want to talk to you guys, you know, about TJ, and I think he'll be a great asset. Now, Mark Furkan Korkmaz, you know, here's a guy who I think that, you know, in time will be a great asset for the Sixers. You know, a lot of people, you know, talk about the shooting, and I do think the shooting is good. But I think that, you know, when he's 19 years old and he's coming over here, you know, we have to put a couple things in perspective. You know, just like we're going to put him in perspective for folks, there are going to be times when they have solid games. There's going to be times that he doesn't, and you know, that he looks like a 19-year-old guy, and that's for folks. And in Korkmaz's case, there's going to be times when they may say, hey, we may need you to go down to the D League to get some extended run. Hey, we want to develop your body. Hey, we have you on like a 3-year plan or whatever to see, you know, how you've grown and see what we can, you know, build upon. So, you know, it is a great addition. And you know, one great thing about that is the fact that they have J.J. Redick. Because I think that, you know, ultimately you would want him to be a J.J. Redick type guy who just happens to be way taller than J.J. because he is a shooter. And if he can look at J.J. and see how he's a tireless worker, and learn from that, and then next thing you know, the Sixers will have that piece, that sharpshooter that they believe he can be, that will enable Embiid, Fultz, and Simmons to get their open shots that they desire, and Simmons to get a lot of assists. So you know, it was a thought, and early on the belief was that the Sixers wanted him to stay over for another year to mature. Now, we all know that Cork Miles really wanted to come over. You know, he came over and practiced with the team. You know, for afterwards, I guess the Sixers had to see something that they were really impressed by, because then after that, the ball was moving in regards to bringing him over here. So, you know, again, yeah, I'm not making a swipe at him, or I'm not trying to be disparaging or negative. It's just what I'm saying is I just want people to realize that, you know, he is a young player. He'll be inconsistent at times because of he is a young player. But at the same time, you know, he is a good player, but he just needs to develop. So if you see him struggling early on, you know, don't be like, oh my gosh, what did Brian do? Oh my gosh, they brought this dude over. No, he's a young player. And you know, who knows? He may get lightning in a bottle and come out blazing. But again, you know, I just think that the age of 19, he still, you know, has to mature a little bit. He still has to, you know, develop a little bit. But hey, that shot is, his stroke is sweet, you know, from what I hear. But hey, I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Have some game coverage on here. Hopefully I'll be able to have a guest to talk to, you know, to talk to me, to talk to y'all rather, about, you know, what we saw in tonight's game. All right.